Test pool 163. I'm Jay Foss. I'm here with the oil checker, LT Hone.
Whoa.
Britney Spears in the news. I think she's trying to sell some books, right? She got some memoirs coming out.
Yeah.
She's hitting hard on some of these. She's going after JT. You know, she's got some juicy little tidbits,
gotta
right?
Go after JT.
But I think the big one was when people found out that she supposedly had an abortion while with Mr. Timberlake.
That one's hitting some people hard.
Well, and how many abortions have you had with Justin?
I signed an NDA. It's hard to talk about.
It's double figured. But
10 or 12.
So you've heard that they said that people are thinking differently about him, right? This is early 2000s Hollywood, I assume, right? Her sister went through some crazy shit that, you know, they tried to, you know, she disappeared from the spotlight. You know, there's still some murky details about her sister that Jamie Lynn Spears. Yeah, isn't that what it was? I don't know. Maybe it's not. You know how like all those K-pop stars that are forced to get plastic surgery, whatever. You don't know who's forced to get abortions or not. You don't know. You know, hey, you either get an abortion or you're not going to be a fucking star anymore. I don't know if this is the case.
Right.
I'm just saying it could have been. Britney Spears is wacky as fuck.
She's definitely different.
John would say she's nuttier than fruit salad.
I could probably agree with that.
So not only did she come out with, you know, she said that, she said she also cheated on him with Wade Robson. And then after Timberlake broke up with her, then they had like dueling songs about it. Cry Me a River is supposedly about her saying she was sorry and trying to get old JT back. She wanted that JT dick back, you know? And he wasn't having it.
Is that a quote?
Yeah.
From the book?
Yeah, from the book. I want that dick back. I want that JT dick back. And then she came out with some other song that was basically saying she was sorry. Because I guess this is what stars do, you know?
They can't be normal humans.
No, they
have to be completely abnormal.
And then she came out and said that she's had rough, crazy sex with fucking Colin Farrell. So she's probably had more dicks in her than fucking Mia Khalifa. You know what I mean?
That is tough to do.
Remember when Eminem said, like, you know, about what Christina Aguilera, fucking Carson Daly? I'm sitting here thinking, man, really? Because Carson Daly, to me, I'm just like, oh, why would you want to fuck that guy, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
He's sitting here just bagging chicks?
Oh, yeah.
That's the power of the show, right? That's not him.
Power of stardom.
Right.
Right.
But, like, Britney Spears went on to be with Kevin Federline, and I don't even know who she's fucking with now. But, I mean, and at that time, you thought Federline was, you were like, oh, who the fuck is this guy? He's trying to have a rap career as a fucking honky and shit. Then, like, you know, fast forward to now, that dude's fucking normal. He's got custody of their kids. Here she is, like, dancing all fucking coked up with knives.
Right.
Or whatever the fuck she's doing.
Yeah, that was the latest thing before.
But they were plastic knives or whatever.
Oh, okay. All right. But yeah, I mean, these people are creeping into their 40s at this point, right?
Oh, yeah.
How old's Federline? How old is...
I don't know without looking, but I mean, you got to understand, I was in middle school when Britney Spears hit. I'm 38.
Right, but she was 16 or 17.
But I was in middle school, my guy.
So she's...
I'm fucking 12, 13.
Right.
So she is 40. There's no creeping into it. She's there.
Right. She's 3 or 4 years older than you.
Yeah, I would think.
So, yeah.
And then Federline's probably older than her. So, I mean, these motherfuckers are AARP. You know what I mean? Right. Like, why are you acting like this still?
Well, Federline's not.
Right.
How much is he in the news?
Just when she gets brought up or whatever, right?
Yeah, and his name gets drug into. I'm
just
sure
a
every
fucking
time,
asterisk.
Every time that something stupid hits the news, I'm sure he just looks at it and says, oh, fuck. Turn my phone off.
I think he got some money out of the deal, though. He got some tang. He got some money. You know what I mean? So it's whatever. It's not all bad being fucking Kevin Federline. You know what I mean?
You know what's going to be the moneymaker out of this situation? Is whenever Kevin Federline writes the book.
She has some soulless eyes, dude. Have you seen her dancing on TikTok? She's got some soulless eyes. She looks like fucking Raiden, my guy.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Just nothing there. You're just like, oh, damn.
Right. But I also, you know, she just got married here, what, last year?
Yeah, why not?
After she got rid of the conservatorship?
Dude, there's always some dude willing to take on whatever chick.
Well, supposedly.
If you're fat, crazy, you know what I mean, an amputee, there's always some guy ready to fucking hit it. You know it's amputee? True. Yes. You know it's true. There's some idiot with the fetish with that shit. There, you know there is, Badge. And you're looking at him, baby.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, maybe he's just looking at it saying, well, at least this bitch can't run from me.
More than likely. I mean, look at fucking, who's Oscar Pistorius or whatever the fuck his name was. Oscar the Grouch or whatever. He fucking murdered the shit out of his lady. He couldn't even handle her. She loved him. He had fucking spoons for legs. You know what I mean?
Spoons or forks.
Well, sporks.
Sporks. He had sporks for legs.
He couldn't, you know,
and
I don't know.
He was pulling a model, and he decided to fucking murder, death, kill her.
Yes, because women are unbearable.
Nah, I'm not disagreeing with
Every woman has typically 20 guys lined up behind her.
Oh, I've been told that before.
Yes, and I'm sure it's worked out great. So
yeah, it worked out awesome.
Yeah,
let me tell you.
Well, anyway, BuzzFeed, and this is very recent. I hate to spend this much time on it, but why not? It's cesspool, baby. Famous people who opened up about their abortions, and this is all because of Britney Spears.
Oh man,
you like abortions, right? I knew a guy that had 14 of them. Not personally. But, you know,
that's a little nutty.
His batches. So, Chrissy Teigen, she abortion. Stevie Nicks. Damn, that old sack of shit. Just aborting. Fleetwood Mac. You like Fleetwood Mac?
Maybe a couple of different songs.
Kiki Palmer, Kerry Washington. These Nubian princesses. Phoebe Bridgers. You know her? Jamila Jamil. You know her?
No.
How about Laura Prepon?
No.
Yeah, she was on that 70s show. She was the tall
redhead.
Yeah.
Oh, that's she's her. Celebrating her abortion.
Yeah, during a sonogram in 16 weeks, they said, you know, fuck it.
What a weird loser.
Yeah. Well, her husband held her while they cried.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's murder our baby and then cry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Ashley Judd, Nicki Minaj.
I mean, who wants to have a baby with her?
She was a teenager. Hardest thing she ever gone through, dog.
I bet.
Uma Thurman. She aborted the baby.
Why are you saying it like that?
Saying what? Just her name? Or Uma Thurman?
A baby.
Lily Allen. Abortion. Rita Moreno. Cheryl Burke. Dancing with the Stars. She danced on someone's life. Rose McGowan, you haven't heard her name since she was sucking off Marilyn Manson, right? I wonder if it was his. Hold on. Hey, calm down. In a response to a tweet stating that 1 in 4 women have an abortion by 45, she said, "Hey, motherfucker, I've had an abortion and I support it. I'm not ashamed, nor should you be. The 60% who choose to have abortions are already mothers, and that says a lot. They understand more than anything. It was on the birth control and it failed." See, it's the birth control's fault. You know what I mean? Busting hella nuts. You know what I mean? Like Almond Joy up in that shit. But if the birth control fails, baby gotta die.
Yeah, punish that unborn life.
Yeah. See, you agree. Lauren Conrad, Tess Holliday, I don't know. Susan Sarandon's ugly ass. Aborted some fucking babies in her 20s. Her marriage was falling apart, so she didn't want to bring a kid into it. Abort. Whoopi Goldberg. That white dick loving bitch. She found out she was pregnant when she was 14.
Oh shit.
Damn, so she was getting just fucking folded out when she was fucking 13.
She got started a little early.
Holy shit. But she was afraid to tell anybody, but you know, whatever. Who gives a fuck? Abort it. Margaret Cho. Holy shit, who's laying her? Anyway, a couple other. Alyssa Milano. Fucking aborting. I chose. It was my choice, and it was a right choice. Fuck you. And then Halsey.
But I mean, so this is kind of my thought to just to kind of put some icing on the cake here.
Oh, hell yeah.
Whenever it comes to the idea of abortion, listen, if you have a child that's going to be stillborn.
Oh, hell yeah.
Or there's major health issues, or your heart is failing, or your organs are failing, you're dying because of a pregnancy, I have a little more understanding.
Oh, hell yeah.
Of the situation. But there are, and nobody can dispute this. I don't give a fuck. You can email, you can text, you can call, you can send smoke signals, you can fucking fly planes over with the cool little deals pulled behind them with messages.
Oh, hell yeah.
The vast majority of abortions are just because people do not want them. They don't want them. It's not because of a health hazard. It's usually because, oh, I can't afford. Listen, you know how many fucking poor people have raised kids?
It'll be an inconvenience to
you. Yes, it's an inconvenience to your lifestyle because now you have to take time off of fucking a bunch of dudes in order for you to be at home, raise a child, and be a mother. And personally, I don't give a fuck what you think. That is rather disgusting. You're a disgusting individual if you feel like you need to abort a baby because you don't want it.
You don't have to say what you did. I already know. I found out from him. Now, there's just no chance for you and me. There'll never be. And don't it make you sad about it? That's Cry Me a River. That's some lyrics from Cry Me a River. That's putting Britney Spears' ass in her spot. And she always saw herself with a family with him. Oh. God damn it. Bye, 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 that little child. What?
Good Lord.
The fuck's wrong with you?
Listen, I've been drinking. I need more.
Hey, did you know Jennifer Aniston's favorite underwear brand is now on Amazon? So you can buy the brand of underwear she likes. Now, is there any celebrity you've ever been obsessed with, like even as a kid, like you have a crush on or anyone you wanted to meet up with or anything like that?
I mean,
and what I mean by meet up with is just, you know, shake hand, get a picture, whatever.
I was more of a sports figure kind of guy.
Yeah.
This question actually came up in a Twitch chat the other day. Your very first crush. I remember mine. I want to say it was the singer Tiffany. Do you remember Tiffany from the 80s?
I don't, but my first crush you might think's a little weird. But I mean, not weird, but Kathy Ireland.
Oh, that's not weird at all.
No, I mean, not weird, but I mean, weird that that name has not came up in a while. It
hasn't come up in a long time, but you know what? She's also one. She probably doesn't get abortions. She's not out protesting.
Okay. She's, I love you, Kathy.
She's not out.
I know you're probably in your 70s. Can I slide in?
Wait, she's not that old, is she?
I mean, I'm 38, man. Like, again. And
holy shit, she's
probably
is.
60.
She's probably in her mid 60s.
Yeah.
So Kathy Ireland is 60.
All right. And from what we've seen on Google, still looking okay.
Oh my goodness.
So anyway, you know, celebrities, you know, people being obsessed with celebrities. I found an article that says weirdest things that fans have sent some celebrities. Jared Leto, aren't you a fan?
I know Jared Leto. I didn't mind 30 Seconds to Mars.
So a fan actually cut off their ear and sent it to him.
Okay, that's weird.
And then he wore it as jewelry.
Leto did?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
They said he's kind of a weird guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't he play in that Morbius movie? I know he's played in a lot of movies.
Zac Efron, that's a name I haven't heard in a while, was given pieces of skin from fans.
What the hell? Why?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Dolly Parton, which was she? She's like 110, right? Someone sent her an infant in a basket in her driveway with a note that said the baby was named Jolene after her hit song. Dolly then called the police. And they took it.
You know, interestingly enough, Dolly Parton's a quite conservative person.
Is she?
Yeah. Why would you ever send a baby to her?
Yeah, because she's going to abort it. No, I mean, because she's...
Yeah. No, I mean, that's not cool.
Jonas Brothers got sent a dead baby shark. Dead baby shark.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Strange.
Robert Pattinson. What happened to his fucking career?
Oh, that tanked after he dated fucking Kristen Stewart.
She's weird as fuck, right?
They're both weird as fuck.
Okay. So he used to chew on toothpicks, so fans just sent him nothing but toothpicks. Taylor fucking Swift. I guess a big thing is getting her name tattooed on you. You got one of those?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, someone had gotten a turtle shell and painted her face on it and sent it to her. Cowabunga, dog.
Okay, it's strange, but that's not like too out of pocket.
Lady Gaga's fans send her vibrators.
All right.
Ariana Grande has been sent ankle bracelets, cat and dog themed calendars, and even a rock. I don't think Dwayne Johnson, but, you know, maybe just an actual rock. Would a vibrator be out of pocket to you? Would you, if a fan of the cesspool, if there are any out there, would send El Tejon a nice Stormy Daniels fleshlight? You know what I mean?
I'd take it.
Yeah? Even if used?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'd take it? Just go to town on it, right?
I wouldn't be able to feel anything on it. But...
Kesha got sent her fans human teeth.
What the fuck?
Norman Reedus got sent a breast implant.
Okay. Definitely weird.
Daniel Radcliffe, he got sent a picture of a milk bottle that they set at his house. So it's almost like Amazon, right? They set it there. They take a picture of it.
Yeah, just to show it was delivered.
Yeah, yeah, I was there, motherfucker. Would you feel good about that?
I mean, depends on if anything comes after that. Because, you know, some people just want to say, oh, hey, you know, I found where your house is at. And then, you know, they don't do anything crazy. But sometimes you got some real fucking weird stalkers out there.
There's some jobs now that are asking you to reveal your sex partners to get the job.
What?
You willing to do that?
I don't have any sex
partners. You can lie to them.
Well, I mean, how are they going to verify?
No, you give them the fucking references and shit, man. What do you mean?
Give them the references?
Wait, are you not in contact with all your sex partners? El Tejo?
I mean, maybe from years past.
You are still in contact with a few sex partners, El Tejo. So you're good to go. You're that rare weirdo that blasts nuts in these bitches and then be like, hey, let's just talk it out. Let's play Scrabble on Tuesday. Me, I blast a fat fucking load. And I don't talk again. You're making friends.
I mean, I'm making victims. Some of them are. There's.
I saw a poor girl here the other day. You took her virginity.
Holy shit.
She's still just hanging the fuck out. What the fuck's wrong with her?
25 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. She's 80.
Hasn't happened since.
Yeah, no, but she's still hanging out.
Wait, hold on. Took her virginity 25 years ago and she's 80. She waited until she was 65 and that was her first?
Iranian girl brain dead after alleged hijab beating by police.
Hmm. That's what started all the riots last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I forget her name. Just because you don't hear about it anymore. They actually named the riots after her.
You want to hear some oxymorons?
Yeah.
Alone together. Awful good. Bittersweet.
Right?
That's one people.
Yeah. Use.
Crash landing. Deafening silence. Even odds. Good grief. Icy hot. Where would you put icy hot?
Oh, you know where I'm putting icy hot.
What, your balls?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Living Dead.
It was a great song by Rob Zombie.
Living Dead Girl. Old News.
Listen, it could be Living Dead Boy. Did anybody ask?
Well, hey, well, first of all, I don't know why you're being racist about this.
I did.
Well, I don't know why you're bringing race into this. I don't know why you are.
I'm simply asking.
You always bring race into this.
Did anybody ask the Living Dead what their gender was?
Pretty ugly. Poor health. Same difference. Soft rock. Oh, that is. What's your favorite soft rock band?
Kenny G.
Oh, my God. Burr, burr, burr. Can you sing some of that shit?
Does he even sing?
Oh, does he sing?
I don't think he sings at all. I think it's just fucking saxophone shit.
Won the night off cancel culture, because, I mean, we're getting close to it at this point, right?
I definitely agree.
We're just not quite big enough. J.K. Rowling. Many have accused her of transphobia and bigotry due to her comments on transgender rights and gender identity. Chris Harrison, host of The Bachelor. Joe Rogan. Now, big in the podcast world. You remember that, what was it? That poll came out that like 65% of women said that if they were dating a man that listened to Joe Rogan, that's unattractive. That would turn them off.
I would say 50% of them are probably liars.
Well, is Joe Rogan toxic masculinity?
I mean, I don't think so. But then again, I mean, you're asking a toxically masculine man.
Yeah. Right. I mean, the shit he talks about seems like kind of bitch made shit to us. But maybe that is.
Maybe, I mean, he hits such a wide plethora of subjects, though.
Well, yeah. But I mean, when he mainly they're talking about the shot. When
he's talking about COVID.
A lot of us think that. We just don't have a platform to say that. So, I mean, I agree with him. It's bullshit, the shot. I mean, but.
Right. Well, and a lot of that goes on in closed circles, too. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of friends and coworkers. I've had plenty of conversations with my coworkers about the shot.
Yeah. And I mean, and your coworkers that, you know. What are you? Are you still working at the Harvard Institute of Cocksucking?
Yes.
Roseanne Barr.
Oh, big time canceled.
Yeah, she got canceled. Ben Shapiro can't. Would you say he's canceled?
I wouldn't say he's canceled. Yeah, right? He's still going strong.
He said facts don't care about your feelings.
Oh. That hurt people's feelings.
Yeah, it did. Dr. Seuss got canceled.
That guy's been dead for how long?
I will always say this. Anytime Dr. Seuss gets... When Dr. Seuss wrote that book about OJ, that one bitch, two bitch, dead bitch, new bitch book, that's a really good book. You know what I mean? It's informative.
Right.
BDS movement.
Oh, that's still going strong.
Colin Kaepernick canceled. I mean, come on.
Now. He's been trying to make a comeback.
He always is. Ellen DeGeneres canceled.
Yeah, she's off the air.
But you can only... But that's because she was a piece of shit to people, right?
I guess on her set, it was super toxic. To where a few people had enough of it and then started making it very public.
Did she like make him scissor and...
I honestly don't even know what the complaints
are. Muff dive.
Hopefully. That probably would have been a hit.
McCarthyism. Hollywood blacklist. That's something to dive into. I would love to dive into the Hollywood blacklist, actually.
Well, okay. McCarthyism? Because McCarthyism is whenever like a whole bunch of people got accused of being communist spies or just communists within the government. Didn't we just go through that from like 2016 all the way to...
Don't we go through that every year?
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Russia collusion.
Dixie chicks?
Well, they're just idiots.
Bill Maher?
Largely an idiot, but he's... starting to grow on me.
Will you recite my favorite Britney Spears lyrics?
Oops. I did it again.
Happy Wombat Day, bad.
Thank you, sir. Happy Wombat Day to you.